people are given the unique ability to inspire the world, ladies and gentlemen, I give you applause.
Je m'appelle Bono, je suis une rock star.
Good to see you.
Welcome aboard.
You
had to fight your way through the staff,
did
you?
You were great.
Bono,
considering the current Canadian political context, are you worried at all that you might be getting a little too close to
the
comfort through partisan
domestic
politics?
I'm just going to move my chair just a little bit. When you ask, and you make the kind of ask that we've made of this Prime Minister, and when he delivers, you come to say thank you, and he deserves all the applause he gets on this, and so does Canada, who's going to pay for it in the end, and I'm going to say thank you to Canada.
We've doubled our commitment in terms of the global fund from last year, but in addition to that, we've just put $100 million into the World Health Organization's fund to essentially deal with roughly 50% of the 6 million people who are not receiving the AIDS cocktails that they require. And at the same time, we're the first country to allow low-cost generic drugs to be made available to Africa. This is a total package.
Our ability to basically awaken the world to this is a role that Canadians want to see us play.
We can be the generation that ends extreme poverty. That is what I am pledging my life to, that idea, and lots of people and that I'm meeting are doing the same. This money is much more clever than it is emotional, because it's building the kind of capacity to deal with the problem professionally, and it's about teaching people and training people and technical assistance. Yes, I'm being used. I want to be used. And that's my job here, is to provide applause when somebody does the right and courageous thing, and to provide criticism when they don't. And yes, you get involved, but it's out of what price? And the price that we're talking about here are lives, hundreds of thousands of lives. These Canadian dollars are going to change, transform. This politician has kept his promises so far to me, and I'm here to credit him on that.
We all live in different countries, but there is a common humanity among us. And it's very, very hard, I certainly think, for Canadians, for anybody in North America, to look at what's happening in Africa, to look at the decimation of societies, and to look at, you know, the fact that there are more healthcare workers dying that are being created, the same for teachers. It's very hard for anybody to turn their back on that. And that's why I think that people like Bono were able to really create a huge wave of support for this kind of thing, effectively then make it possible for governments to act, and in fact, it make it impossible for governments not to act.
I am more than a squeaky wheel. I have a very, very loud hailer in our audience, in the music audience. And I don't think politicians would just be nervous of music people and their audience, but our audience is now starting to hang out with church people and soccer moms. And that's terrifying for you, and, because it's quite a constituency.
You know, the truth is, those words are welcome. Those words are welcome to any political leader who wants to see things happen.